Wow, what a season. Man, 26-0 this year, 15-10 last year. You had a pretty good idea. Hey, we were young last year. We're still kind of young, but we're a year older. You got a ton of talent. This is no big surprise to where you're at going in the state tournament, is it?
No, I wasn't expecting it to be this good of a year, but I knew it was going to be special.
And no question, it's been a quality schedule. Coach, you haven't really, 26 games really haven't been challenged all that much. Maybe the why not game in game one. But otherwise, your kids get out, you score a lot of points, you play great defense. It's been one of those years where you've had a lot of dominating games, haven't you?
Yeah, that is correct. Elgin, we won by 22, but they're also a good team. Like Homer, they're a C1, and we beat them twice. And yeah, I think we just, like you said, it starts with the defense, and then it turns into offense for us.
Coach, talk about some of your girls, if you could. You've got sisters or some cousins. I'm not for sure how they're related, but those two young ladies are sophomore and freshman. Wow, scored a lot of points. What a 1-2 punch for you.
Yeah, they're sisters. Madison, she led our team with scoring last year. It runs in the family, and they're very competitive. Like you said, they're 1-2 punch, and if you ask either one, they're going to tell you they're better than the other one. So,
very competitive family, I take it, right?
Oh God, yes.
I take it they play a lot of off-season, club of basketball. I mean, they're on the court with the ball in their hands constantly.
Absolutely, and I'm pretty sure like 8 of my girls play D-League basketball here in Norfolk, and then I'm pretty sure probably all 8 of them play like D-League volleyball also in the summer. So they're busy girls, but
this team's got great size. I take it they're fast. I mean, that's what defensively you got size and you got a lot of speed and everything. That says a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. And our press, that's what gets us going.
Do you play a lot of kids, Coach?
Yeah, we usually play right at 8. I think so. 8 of the 13.
Besides the two, and you pronounce, is it pronounced Malati?
Yep, Malati.
Gotcha. Just want to make sure. There's others. I mean, their supporting cast is pretty good too, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like you said, Haley Eisenhower, she started for us last year. Also, she's double figures or right at double figures. And then any given night, Kaisa Lecker or Aaliyah James, I mean, they, depending on the night, they might switch here and there, and they could get 10 points easy, too. And then Harley Smackpepper, she'll come off the bench, a freshman. She's same way. I think she had 9 this last game and 10, I think, 2 other games not too long ago. So then you got Peyton Eisenhower and Miley Pinkelman. And Peyton, smooth shot, so it don't matter. She can shoot, that's for sure. And then Miley, if she gets 5 points, great, but she knows her role and she loves playing defense, so it helps.
Coach played Wanita Palisade, of course. We know that team from around here in the district final. I was keeping track of scores, and I saw it was 28-18 after the first quarter. I'm going, oh, my gosh, man, they're scoring a lot of points. But then your defense kind of kicked in after that, didn't it?
Yep. We finally settled down. Being young, it was a shell shock. I mean, I've never seen our gym that full before, and I played here. Like, I graduated from Bloomfield, so It was fun.
Coach, I'm sure you've watched a lot of film on this Arapahoe team. What's your thoughts on the Warriors and the first-round matchup coming up on Thursday morning?
Yeah, I have. Those twins are pretty good. They're quick. They can shoot from anywhere. And then their post player there, she gets almost every rebound, and if she gets a rebound under the hoop, she's probably scoring. So, yeah, I mean, they got a press too, and they're fast. They're tall. I mean, the bottom three are pretty all tall, 5'9", 5'10", it looked like. So I mean, I think it'll be a good matchup. I'm not looking anywhere else but them. So
for a 9 o'clock game, have you been kind of going, trying to go in the morning a little bit just to get them used to that 9 o'clock game?
No, not necessarily. We did practice this morning because we got stuff going on at the school tonight. But, you know, they, with that D League in the summer, they play a lot of ball in the morning, actually. So, you know, they're okay with it. Throughout the year, since I'm not like a teacher or not in school, they, if we have practice or have to go in the morning, it's at 6 a.m. So, and they have no problem with it. So now all summer we go at 6 a.m. for weights. Everything's at 6 a.m. So, I mean, they're pretty used to it, I would say. Obviously it's going to be different down there. Got all the nerves and everything else, but hopefully we can just settle them down and use them nerves to help us.